You're listening to Greater Together from Marvel Spider-Man 2, released October 20th, 2023, composed by John Paisano. What's up, BG Maniacs? Welcome to another episode of BG Mania, a video game music podcast. I, of course, am your host, Brian, and it's not a solo show, but it is one of those different format type of shows where I'll be solo for the beginning and the end, but I will be joined here in just a few moments by Kyle from Play on Arrival and RPG Era to discuss the game we are spotlighting this week. Real quick, if you'd be so kind, head on over to Apple Podcast, whichever app you've chosen to listen to us on, and drop us a quick rating and a review. Really does help us out in terms of visibility so that this show continues to grow. And remember, we are on Patreon now as well, patreon.com/RPG Era. Check out our tiers, see what we're doing, and if you feel inclined, toss us a couple bucks each month. If not, continuing to listen to the episodes as they upload each week works wonders as well. And of course, special shout out to current executive producers, Jexax and Zanku. Oh, right. So, this week, we are hopefully back. We are all caught up. It's crazy that, you know, when Kyle and I sat down to record this episode, we already recorded the middle part, so I'm doing this part after. But when we sat down and did this earlier today, it's Sunday the 5th, the hospitals episode actually posted late last night. I'm caught up again, completely caught up as of the time of recording the new episode. Now, granted, I think Bedroth and I are recording next week's episode a little early this week, so we might be sitting down to record that one before this one actually posts. But if all goes according to plan, this will actually hit on Wednesday the 8th, since I have a couple days to edit and I don't think I have much to do, so Feels nice being caught up, and hopefully we can keep this going. but we are talking today about the recently released, extremely popular, critically acclaimed, doing amazing everywhere in terms of just reception, first party title from Sony, Marvel's Spider-Man 2, another Insomniac Games developed release. This one, again, I mentioned it at the start, was composed by John Paisano. And it is a follow-up to the original game that released in 2018, Marvel Spider-Man. And then, of course, there was Miles Morales, which was a standalone release in 2020 alongside the PlayStation 5's launch titles or launch release. So I haven't had a chance to jump in to Spider-Man 2 yet. I have been playing Super Mario Bros. Wonder still whenever I do have time to sit down and do some gaming. And I'm still trying to focus on just one thing at a time. I'm finding it harder and harder to do that as time goes on. But I probably will be done with Wonder here within the next few days or so if I play it. If I don't play it a lot, then probably within the next week or so. And then Spider-Man 2 is... Man, it's so tempting to jump in just because I loved the original so much. And with these formats, right, when Kyle and I come in and kind of just talk about the gameplay, the story, everything that goes into it, obviously these episodes, when Bedroth is not here, we don't focus as heavy on the music. I'll still mention it a few times when we're talking about it, but I'm going to talk about it more here at the start than I will probably anywhere else. So I checked out this soundtrack for Spider-Man 2, obviously, in prep for this episode. It's 21 tracks. 20 of the 21 were composed by John Paisano. The 20th track on the soundtrack, which I'm assuming there are lyrics. I'm assuming that's the credits music, and that's the track we're going to close out with. That one in particular was composed by a group, I'm assuming, by the name of Earth Gang. But John Paisano is pretty, I would think, well-known. I would assume most people have heard that name before. Based out of Detroit, Michigan, or at least that's where he was born. He has done a lot of things. I know Kyle and I talk about it a little bit, but I'll touch on it here again now. He also won the BAFTA Game Award Music for Best Soundtrack in 2021 for Miles Morales. But in terms of video games, he's only done six things. His first ever video game release was Mass Effect Andromeda back in 2017. He also did Gran Turismo Sport that same year. 2018 was Detroit Become Human and Marvel Spider-Man. And then, of course, 2020 had Miles Morales. And now this year is Marvel Spider-Man 2. So again, he hasn't done a ton of video games, but he does have credits in terms of film and TV as well. If we look at TV, he did the music for DreamWorks Dragons, Daredevil, The Defenders, Salvation, Truth Be Told, Devils, Leonardo, and Invincible. And there's a couple others. I'm not obviously reading them all. In terms of movies, his first ever thing he composed looks like was in 2007. So he started as a film composer. The first thing he ever worked on was Ben 10, Secret of the Omnitrix. He did do the music for another Cinderella story. Let's see, what are some things that jump out to me? The Maze Runner, okay, I remember that. He also did the sequel, Maze Runner, The Scorch Trials. What else did he do here? Looks like he's done every Maze Runner movie. He did the one in 2018 as well. So he did the music for Diary of a Wimpy Kid in 2021, Cheaper by the Dozen in 2022, Night at the Museum, Kamunra, I think is how you say that, Rises Again in 2022. And then he looks like he is doing, did do, or maybe is currently working on the music for next year's Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. He is the main composer. Looks like the only composer on that particular soundtrack. So, and it's funny, the poster for Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes looks strikingly similar to The Last of Us. I'm sure that's by design. But anyway, John Paisano, probably a name that a lot of people are familiar with. And what you get with this soundtrack is 21, well, let's call it 20, because I think the credits music is, it's typical credits music, you know, real song type stuff. But everything else that's on here is so cinematic. It's like it's ripped straight from a Marvel movie. You know, it's one of those things where if you would have went to the theaters to see back in the day, Spider-Man 2 or Spider-Man 3, or even somewhat more recently, right, with like Into the Spider-Verse, if you heard this type of music, it would sound right in place because it fits. It's perfect. It fits the universe of Spider-Man. It fits the superhero feel. This is a very, very superhero feeling soundtrack. It's got those vibes. I tried to bring a nice mix to showcase different sides of the soundtrack, but a lot of it is just that cinematic superhero triumphant or superhero battle type feel music. So I think you guys are going to like what I brought, but I think you're going to really enjoy the discussion that Kyle and I have on this game, because again, it is one of the best games, obviously, to have released in 2023. I can say that without having even played it. I see all the chatter on it. I see the open critic scores. I know I'm going to love it when I do sit down and play it, but yeah, this is a big deal and I think you guys are going to enjoy this one. So that's probably enough for me. Let's get Kyle in here. But before we do, you know the drill. In these spotlight episodes, I'm not going to mention the release date and the composer every single time because it doesn't change. So just remember that Marvel Spider-Man 2 did release on October 20th of 2023. I'll mention it again at the somewhere in the middle of the episode and then again at the end. And of course, everything you're going to hear today, except for one track, which is the one at the end, I'll mention it there. But everything else you're hearing today is composed by John Paisano. So I'm not going to mention that every single time. Let's start this first block of music off by taking a listen to The Great Hunter from Marvel's Spider-Man 2.
Thank you.
Next up, we're going to take a listen to A Second Chance from Marvel Spider-Man 2.
Thank you.
Closing out this first block, we're going to take a listen to East River Mayhem from Marvel's Spider-Man 2. And coming back in as promised, I am joined by, they feel like it's been a while since I've talked to you on a podcast, since we haven't recorded an episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't recorded an episode of Play on Arrival in quite some time.
Yeah,
I talk to you every day, but, you know, in a recording setting. Yeah, been about a month on that.
Yeah.
And you weren't with me on the BG Mania you were supposed to be, which was the Super Mario Bros. Wonder episode. Bedroth filled in since you were busy.
I've been busy with my new podcast that I've been taking care of. It's a podcast about everybody's favorite little brother. It's Luigi Mania.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, which would have been a nice companion episode to that bonus episode you did with Bedroth, now that I think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, we could have maybe partnered up, maybe, you know, shared some marketing or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better than the podcast Clark keeps trying to start, Trilogy Mania.
Yeah, you know, but there's a lot of good trilogies out there.
No, there are.
Lord of the Rings.
There are. Yeah. Maybe the game we're talking about today will eventually be a trilogy. I never said your name. It's Kyle.
Hey.
Yeah. Just realized I never said your name. Clark, I did see your comment on the hospitals episode on Spotify. You know, you did say, great episode as always, guys. Do you want to co-host my new... But you did the same thing. Like, you said, do you want to co-host my new podcast called Trilogy Mania? It's a three-part special. Unless that's the joke.
Oh, he's going to do it again.
He's going to do it again. Unless that's the joke. But if it wasn't the joke, meta. then I just gave him the joke, right? So if that wasn't the intent, if he just fucked up, then I gave him the joke. So then he could run with it and say, yeah, that's what I intended to do the entire time.
I hope so. I hope it was initially, because it took us too long to get that, and that would have been so funny. That's amazing.
Anyway, I am glad you are here today, because we are spotlighting a game that recently released, like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, on October 20th, composed entirely except for one track. The track we're going to close out the episode today with was not composed by John Paisano, who, you know, like I mentioned, he is pretty good. He's been the main composer for Spider-Man. He also did Miles Morales, but he also did Detroit Become Human, which also had a really good soundtrack from Quantic Dream.
You know, I've never played that.
That dude, you're freaking missing out.
I know I am, but it's one of those games that I'll like throw on my list, and one day all of a sudden I'll be playing Detroit Become Human. Like, I'll just get the bug and be like, well, guess I'm playing this.
That you should make that. You know how you always make a list of games to play each year?
Sure.
You should probably do that next year.
I made it through most of my list this year, to be honest. I know, like I did a really good job of hitting my like backtrack list this year. There's a couple I haven't gotten to, and I've not beaten all the ones that I started, but I've made
you've done pretty
decent
good
progress.
Yeah, you've done pretty good. I've kind of hit a roadblock in terms of finishing games over the last month or so, as I jumped heavily more back into Warcraft and, you know, just kind of stopped playing games, started focusing on other things, which is a little weird. But yeah, you know, getting back into it. But the reason I say that is because the game we're talking about today, I haven't played.
Yeah,
but luckily,
which is surprising.
You have.
Yeah,
you are very far into this one.
I've played this extensively so far.
Playing it with your children, correct, or no?
Yeah, I'm playing them. I've only been playing it when they're present, except for a couple times I've gone in and I've done a couple of side missions here and there. You know, some of the collectible stuff on the map that otherwise I felt like I could have just gotten done. But all of the story beats I've hit with them in tow.
Okay.
And man, I'm shocked. Did you pick it up? Do you own it?
I do own it. Okay. I bought it the day it came out. I bought it the same day as that. I guess I redeemed a voucher,
right,
for Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Apparently, speaking of those, yeah, what a blast. Go listen to that episode I did with Bedroth if you missed it. Fun
episode. Good episode. I did listen.
I appreciate it. But the vouchers are being applied to like every new game Nintendo has announced so far. I don't know if you've noticed that.
I noticed that. And they're still for sale.
They are still for sale. So I think because Super Mario RPG Remake comes out next week,
yeah,
I'll likely just buy $100 worth of vouchers again, redeem a voucher on that, and then save the next one for probably
Princess Peach.
Well, I did see but Mario versus Donkey Kong is also on there.
Yeah,
and I like those games.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know that I'm actually
is also on there, which, you know, that's the remake of those two games back off the original DS.
Yeah.
And I freaking love those games. So there's some things coming that I think I could potentially, I could probably justify another four vouchers.
Yeah, I probably could too. And if I find like a good deal on e-cards around Black Friday, I may.
Oh, then yeah, I mean, easy. Yeah, absolutely. Because you did that one time, right? $100 worth of vouchers for $60 or something like that?
$100. I got $200 of e-cards for $160.
Yeah.
Which bought me four. So I got four vouchers for $160
and then the games are $10 off with vouchers. So
yeah. So I was already $10. Yeah. I got $20 off each game. I bought, you know, four full price games for $40 each.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. So as I mentioned,
I did pay full price for Spider-Man 2.
Of course. Well, because it's all we can do.
And happily.
Of course. Yeah. No. So, crazy enough, right? I freaking love the original Spider-Man that came out on the PS4, but I never did play Miles Morales.
You know,
I own it. I bought it on the PS5 launch. You know, I bought it.
Yeah.
And I actually have a, it's one of the very few physical copies I have of PS5 games. I think I have, I can count them right now. I have 6 physical PS5 games. I have Demon's Souls, Sackboy, Miles Morales. Those 3 I bought on launch, obviously. I have Soul Hackers 2, which I bought on a Black Friday off Amazon
right.
1 year.
I remember that.
Riders Republic, which I did the same thing with, and Lost Judgment, which I also did the same thing with. So the other 3 physical games are Black Friday purchases just randomly. So yeah, I literally only have 6 physical PS5 games. Anything else is digital.
I'm trying to pick up a couple games this Black Friday.
I think I will too.
I'm trying to pick up, if I can find them for cheap enough, I'm trying to get a Jedi Survivor and Street Fighter 6.
Oh, okay. Jedi Survivor is a very good pickup. Yeah. I don't know what I plan to pick up yet, but there are a few things that I probably will. I just don't know yet. Oh, Mortal Kombat 1 is one that I definitely am targeting for Black Friday.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm also going to Steam sales. I think I'm going to try to get Dredge finally. I do want to play that. Sev has spoke so highly about it.
Sev and Melissa both have, yeah, you know, obviously.
They both loved it.
Said, yeah. I know, it's something I need to check out too. She sent me a photo the other day. She just bought Dark Cloud and Dark Cloud 2, or Dark Chronicle as it's called,
over in Europe.
So I was very pleased.
Another person will have played
that.
These games.
No, man. It's just another one of the millions upon millions that are clamoring for Sony to bring back Dark Cloud 3. Anyway, Spider-Man 2.
And not just Spider-Man 2. Let's talk about Miles Morales for a second, because I think that you should probably play Miles Morales.
Do I need to play that before this?
Do you need? Yes. I'm going to say yeah.
Oh,
there are some plot beats in Spider-Man 2 that directly tie into Miles Morales. I mean,
okay,
like,
crap.
It directly follows up on things that happened in Miles Morales. And so
Miles Morales is a shorter game, right?
It's
a spinoff.
I think how long to beat? Maybe 8 to 10 hours.
Okay. Okay.
It's
I guess
not
I don't
very
have
long.
To like. I don't have to platinum 100% it. I can just run through the story really quick.
Just run through the story, yeah. And it's still fun.
Put it on
like
easy.
Spider-Man.
I don't give a shit.
Exactly. But it's still fun. That's the other thing.
Sure.
It's not a slog.
It's just to see the story getting into Spider-Man 2.
And I got to be honest, I actually enjoy, and so in Spider-Man 2, it should be said, you switch between Peter Parker and Miles Morales. Regularly.
Can you do it freely, or is it mission-based?
Some of the missions are specific. So you
okay.
can only do certain missions as Peter, certain missions you can only do as Miles. Some of them you can be whoever. And in some of them you like switch back and forth throughout the mission, which is really neat. But I've enjoyed playing as Miles more than I've enjoyed playing as Peter.
Okay. Any specific reason? Oh, there you go.
I like the voice actor better. For one, he has different animations for his swinging that I think are really, really cool. He's a little more, his swinging mirrors a little bit of the Across Into the Spider-Verse movies. And it's a little bit like sloppier. I don't know how else to put it. He's just a little like looser as he swings. And it's funner to look at. I like his costumes
better. Bit loosey-goosey.
Yeah, loosey-goosey. I like his costumes better, and final reason, and this is only, it's for plot reasons. I don't like Peter's character as much in this one.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Fair. I mean, I liked Peter's character in the first game.
Okay, well, yeah, and it's not, geez. I mean, this isn't spoilers. I'm going to say this
okay.
isn't spoilers
That's
because
fair.
We
yeah.
saw it all in trailers, but, you know, once he gets the symbiote.
He starts being
he turns
kind
into
of more of a
Tobey
dick.
Maguire emo. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so there's that, and that's kind of, that's just, like, who, nobody really cares about that. They also didn't give Miles a ton to do in this game. I'm going to be honest. Miles doesn't have a ton to do, besides just kind of be the Robin to Peter's Batman. And so the times that I get to do play with Miles, I've just enjoyed that more than playing with Peter.
Okay, fair. More than playing with your Peter. I get it.
More than playing with my Peter, yeah.
Yeah, no, I totally get it.
But yeah, So first of all, I would definitely say start with Miles Morales. Now that I'm thinking about a lot of the plot beats, I'm towards the end of the game. I've only got a few main missions left in the game.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I know that the end of game missions will be longer than, you know, they will be longer missions. There's big boss fights and such like that have to happen. And so I've still got maybe 5 to 8 hours left in the game.
Okay.
In terms of the storyline, more if I'm gonna go back and platinum it, which this is one of the few games that I think I probably will platinum because I'm just enjoying it so much.
Yeah, when you're having that much fun, it's easier to platinum a game.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's generally the games I tend to platinum too, are the ones that I just can't put down.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Before we listen to our next block of music, I was talking to you a little bit about the soundtrack before we recorded, and I want to get your thoughts on it as an overall, because you said something to me that you said that the a lot of the things don't stick out to you much. And I want to know if there's a reason why. Like, is it just baked into, since I haven't played it yet, right? Because I listened to the full soundtrack, 21 tracks. I said 24 earlier. It's actually 21.
Probably listened to 18 of them just as a course of playing the game.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah. If you're that close to the end, then this is obviously set up in the order that you hear it, I'm assuming. It's the official soundtrack. But as I listened through it in prep for this episode to figure out, like, okay, what are we going to play? The soundtrack is very cinematic, and John Paisano does a pretty good job with, I feel like there's certain tracks that definitely have a bit of emotion. One we listened to in that first block there, A Second Chance. It feels very melancholic. There's like trumpets in there, a bit of, I wish I knew what was going on in the story, and I don't want you to tell me, but I do know certain things from that we've seen from trailers that I can, you know, infer and kind of speculate on. But I feel like this particular track, and it's relatively early on, I'm playing these as they are listed on the soundtrack. This is the fourth track on the official soundtrack. So I'm assuming it's early in the game, but this probably tells me something relatively emotional or impactful happens within the first few hours of this game.
Yeah. There are some really neat emotional moments in this game. I don't want to spoil anything. I will say that there are
not.
Events.
Game's too fresh.
Yeah. There are events in my life that have made this game rather emotional for me, playing it right now. And so
recent events?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
then I know exactly where you're going.
Yeah. There's things like that, I just had to kind of, you know, at one point I just kind of stopped playing for a little while. I was like, I don't know that I'm emotionally prepared to tackle this mission currently. I will say a lot of the more emotional stuff I do think is hidden actually behind some of the side missions. And it's a lot of these side missions that I think really bring out like the heart of Spider-Man and what Spider-Man's supposed to be, like who Spider-Man is, right? He's the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, right?
Right.
And that's comes into play a lot in this game. There's an app that you open up on your phone. It's just a swipe on the little DualSense pad there. But it opens up an app and it's the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, and it's how he tracks the requests that people have for him. So
before you get into that,
yeah,
I want to talk about the requests, because that's something that I did like about what the original Spider-Man had, right? Was all of the collectibles and things that you could go out and do that were completely optional. But before we get into that, I want to get to our next block. So let's pause there. Let's take a listen to three more tracks from the game. We're going to begin this block by taking a listen to Moving Forward from Marvel Spider-Man 2. Up next, let's take a listen to Back to School from Marvel Spider-Man 2. And closing out this block, we're going to take a listen to Symbiotic Relationship from Marvel's Spider-Man 2.
Thank you.
All right, coming back in, that last track we closed out with, Symbiotic Relationship, clearly pointing to something, right, for Peter, I'm assuming.
Certainly, yes.
It would have to be, yeah. That is a very sick track, by the way. I'm sure you would remember it, maybe where it took place if you heard it again, but very, very dark sounding. It's really, really creepy, really cool. I like it. Anyway, before we got to that block, you were talking about like the Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man app, which yes. wasn't in the first game. So what type of things are tracked there? Are collectibles tracked through there, or is it just the side missions?
It's side missions and main missions, actually. It's things okay. that he has to do.
Is it also for Miles?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so Miles can use it too.
Yep, and that's also how you switch between the two of them. You open up the app, and then there's a button that you can press to switch to Peter or to Miles.
Okay. So it tracks your side missions, main missions. What type of side missions are in here? Like, so you said some of the more emotional stuff.
Yeah.
Was kind of hidden behind some of these side missions. Are we talking like Cyberpunk, Witcher, you know, CD Projekt Red style? Because I think they brought some people in.
Nothing vast.
Okay, so they didn't make like any like expansive side missions. Because I thought I read something that they were trying to make like expand upon the side missions for this one.
So there are like side mission like storylines as well. So one of them is that Miles is part of this kind of like gifted school for you know, really intelligent teens.
That would explain why one of the tracks on the soundtrack is titled Back to School. I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah. Well, actually, that's not what you think it is, but that's okay.
Okay.
yeah, that's something different, actually. I know exactly what that track is. Very cool track, by the way.
We did play that track in that previous block as well.
Yep.
We played that in the middle there of that block.
So the side missions, a lot of them are kind of helping out around with stuff at the school with it's called the Visions Academy. There's a lot of really cool stuff in those side missions. And then there are a lot of side missions that have to do with like New York. Just New York as a living, breathing, organic place, right? So like you get almost kind of like history lessons from some of these missions. It's actually very cool. And I was just in New York last week. And,
you were. You went and saw a live recording of a podcast, did you?
I did, yeah.
When is that going to post? Did you yell something? Did you yell something so that you can be identified in the background?
I did not, but there was a man, there was a bar in the theater, and there was a man standing at the bar that I actually recognized from the Discord that I'm in for this podcast. And he was constantly yelling stuff up to the stage. And I've not made the jump yet, but I want to like call him out publicly on Discord and be like, dude, I was at the recording and you are the most annoying person I've ever. It was awful. He was and I was sitting like relatively close to him. I was hoping that security would say something like, stop. Nobody's here to hear what you have to say.
You should have just turned into Bruce Worthy and went up and
just freaking choke slammed him.
Yeah, just took care of it yourself.
Oh my gosh. Power bombed him right on the bar.
Power bomb and do a power slam. Swerve Strickland style. That was so cool. But yeah.
Spider-Man.
New York.
Yeah. New York. Yeah. Hey, yeah. That's where we were. New York. there are some missions that have to deal with it just kind of being in New York and what you're doing as a New Yorker, right? And so some
and
of that's
this is
very
a much
cool.
bigger version of New York than we had in the previous game, right?
It is, right. The previous game and Miles Morales both took place in Manhattan, and they've added both Queens and Brooklyn to that. So and down, I think in the bottom right, you can hit Coney Island as well. So there is some.
Wonder if they'll ever add a LI for Frank, some Long Island represent or something.
Nobody wants to go there. See, that's the problem. Well, Queens, cool. Brooklyn, neat. Coney Island, fun. Long Island, yuck. Gross. Well, the Islanders, the Jets, who cares?
Hey, I need Breece Hall to do magic tomorrow night, dude. I need him to get me 100 fantasy points. It's the only way I can win this week. 300 yards, seven touchdowns, 300 yards. Make it happen.
They do make good use of the extra space, though. I think Visions Academy is actually in Brooklyn, so a lot of those missions take place around there. It's not, I would not say it's quite double the map size. Maybe an extra, like, 50% of the map size or so.
Okay, I mean, that's still huge.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And Spider-Man lives in Queens, and so you actually visit, like, Peter's house a few times. There's some of that there, and I think Harry's house, the Osborne's house, and so you there's missions to do in Queens and in Brooklyn, and so it's just a bigger map. There you do unlock fast travel nodes across the map. I have not used them a single time because they have so vastly improved the.
So you just swing around?
It's more than that. It's swinging, it's jumping, it's the web suit. So the web suit was an addition to this game where you open up your arms and web pops out of your suit and you glide in much the same way that Batman could use his cape in the Arkham.
Like freely glide? Like,
oh yeah.
Without needing to gain speed? Like you just have flight?
Oh yeah, you're just zooming. So you do need to you will drop over time. You can't like
okay.
You can
so
kind of like
infinite.
Drop. You can drop and go up. Again, really similar to Batman. But then as you are gliding around, you will catch air currents and you just fly through those.
Okay.
So and Spider-Man puts his arms back and you just and you are like you look like Iron Man rocketing through the city. And so it's actually very, very fun. And totally impractical, totally fake, but once you're going through the city, that's the other thing, there's so many things to find in the city that fast traveling almost feels like a waste.
What type of stuff is there to find?
There are, there's Prowler, what they call Prowler missions that are these little hidden caches from Prowler, who is Miles Morales's uncle.
Okay.
And so he's left stuff around the city. Miles Morales is going to find those things to unlock his hidden caches. There are spider bots, these little robotic spiders that are hidden all over the city. There are hidden caches of supplies, of like crafting supplies, tech parts and stuff like that. So when you're going, you naturally find these things. And then, of course, it'll pop up. Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man app will pop up and it'll say, oh, we have a burglary in process, and it'll pop up on your map.
So it tracks crime. Because I remember we used to be able to track crimes in the first game. Yeah.
Yeah. So this one, they are dynamic. They kind of just pop up as you're going around doing stuff, and you can stop and do it. You don't have to stop and do them. They disappear if you don't do them. But if you do them, then you get extra supplies, which you can use for leveling up some of your skills, like your character, I guess, leveling up your gadgets, and then you also use those same supplies to buy new outfits.
Nice. Yeah, so a lot of similar things, but a lot of new things as well.
Yes.
Added to Spider-Man 2.
None of it feels like a chore. None of it. Yeah. None of it feels like a slog. It's all implemented very well.
In the first game either. I mean, it felt so smooth. Like even some of the hidden stuff, like the Black Cat. Are there anything like that in this game? Like
there,
the Black Cat missions from the first game?
There are no Black Cat missions. Black Cat is in the game for a short moment for a quest that is incredible. It is it's the coolest mission in the game by a long shot.
Nice.
And I am not going to say anything about this mission, but when you get to the Black Cat mission in this game, it is the best mission in this game or any Spider-Man game to date. And it blew me. I was like, there were multiple times in this mission where I was going, no way. Like, oh my gosh. Like I was having a blast experiencing what they did for this mission, and I think you will too. By the time you get to this mission, it's just gonna blow your brains out.
Cool. I mean, Insomniac, I mean, they know what they're doing.
They know exactly what they're doing. Yeah. Let me tell you.
They understand the material. They definitely do. Okay, we still have a bit more to talk about, but before we get to anything else, it's probably time to take a listen to another block of music from the soundtrack. So this one has some actual battle music, I believe, in it. One of the tracks titled Battling Your Inner Demons, one titled Fighting Back. But we're going to start by taking a listen to a track titled Sacrifice from Marvel's Spider-Man 2.
Thank you. Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Coming up next, we'll be taking a listen to Battling Your Inner Demons from Marvel's Spider-Man 2, again released October 20th, 2023, composed by John Paisano. Last up in this block, we'll be taking a listen to Fighting Back from Marvel's Spider-Man 2. Coming back in, Kyle, we still have a few things to talk about, I'm sure, before we close things out. What did I want to ask you? There was something specifically, but I don't remember what it was about this game that I was curious about.
I don't know.
Hopefully I think of it. Because there was something that was like, as we were talking during that previous segment, I had something I was like, oh, that reminds me. I want to ask you about this. But I forgot to say it, and now I forgot what it was. But hopefully I remember.
One of the things that I think is actually very cool about this game is Insomniac seems to have gotten a little bit more in terms of creative liberty and what they can do with the Spider-Man license and different... Marvel properties. And I don't want to say that there's like massive, huge cameos or anything from non-Spider-Man characters.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to mention. Okay. So it wasn't something I wanted to ask you. It was just talk about. So I did see an article somewhere about Wolverine.
Yes.
Because Insomniac is also working on... Yes, that's their game after this one here. Knowing Insomniac, it's probably next year.
Probably, hopefully, because they're insane.
Yeah, they're just maniacs over there. But a lot of people were anticipating there to be some sort of Easter egg or tie-in with Wolverine in Spider-Man 2. They did confirm that the games are set in the same universe.
Correct.
But there is no Wolverine in this game. That's what I wanted to talk about.
There is no Wolverine in this game.
Yeah.
There is an Easter egg.
Oh, I imagine there is. Yes.
Yes.
I imagine there is.
There is a reference, as it were.
Yeah, as you would think there would be.
Yes. There are also multiple other references and Easter eggs to this game that people are, you know, it's the whole GTA 6 thing where people see 6 in a, like, and they visit, like, the Rockstar headquarters and they walk into the elevator and they press the 6 button and it lights up and they're like, oh my gosh, GTA 6. You know, like,
right.
So, like, they're seeing things that they feel like are, like, confirmations of, like, future projects that Insomniac is working on. And they might be right, but I don't see any evidence that they're right yet, except that Insomniac did it again, right? They made another freaking fantastic Spider-Man game that is super fun to play, and if Marvel had any sense, they would let Insomniac make more games.
I was going to say, will there be a third?
I don't know because I haven't reached the end of the story yet. And so I can't say like, oh, it ends on a cliffhanger.
Fair.
And I, it's not going to, right? The storyline for this game is going to wrap up the current storyline. But like, could there be a third? Certainly.
Probably,
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I think it's very neat that Insomniac is tackling Spider-Man and Wolverine, because from our childhood, Spider-Man and Wolverine are the staples of Marvel lore, right? Those are the two Marvel characters that everybody knows and everybody cares about. There was no Iron Man. Who cared about Captain America? Fantastic Four, please, right? It was Wolverine and Spider-Man. And so I think from that point of view, getting those two characters, this is obviously like a huge, like, obviously they're making tons of money, but for the developers of Insomniac, this has to be a dream come true to work on these two characters. These are probably the characters that most of those developers grew up pretending to play as on playgrounds. And so there is a Wolverine reference in the game. There is a Fantastic Four reference in the game.
Okay.
There is a Doctor Strange reference in the game.
Nice. He would be cool to see in a game.
And there was a reference in the first game as well, but it's different in this game. Daredevil.
Okay, nice.
So the first game had a Daredevil reference. You could actually go to the Murdoch and Nelson law office building, and you could see the plaque that says Murdoch and Nelson. There also Avengers Tower remains in this game, so that's...
Of course, as it has to, yeah.
That's a massive reference, I guess. But in this game, actually, and this is why I say it's different, you can still go to the Murdoch and Nelson law office building, but the plaque is there, but the words have been removed. So it no longer says Murdoch and Nelson, and it's closed. So everybody's like, oh, what does this mean? You know, maybe Insomniac is working on a Daredevil game. That would be huge.
That'd be sick. That'd be sick.
Oh, that would be my dream come true. Daredevil is my... You don't know that. Brian, you don't know this about me. I drive a truck.
You do.
As my daily vehicle. I have a Daredevil sticker on the back of my truck. Daredevil's my favorite superhero.
Okay, nice. Very nice. Yeah, I would definitely. I mean, Insomniac would freaking nail a Daredevil. I mean, they nail everything they touch.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, Marvel Spider-Man 2, critically acclaimed across the industry, even with fans, right? It sold over 2.5 million units in the first 24 hours. It is the fastest selling first party title now in PlayStation history, and the third best selling PS5 game. It is sitting behind what two games? Do you know? So
The third best in PS5 history?
Yes, and these other two games that are ahead of it are not first party games.
Okay. Are they Call of Duties?
They are not.
Okay.
They are games you and I have both played.
Elden Ring.
That is one of them.
Played
this year.
Final Fantasy 16.
Yep. Final Fantasy 16 and Elden Ring are the only two games ahead of Spider-Man 2 in terms of sales.
Yep. Nailed it.
Yep, that's a good top three for PS5 sales, honestly.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah. Elden Ring, speaking of that, we should be getting the Shadow of the Erdtree expansion next year.
I think they've waited too long. We're 2 years out from the game now.
But I feel like it's going to be massive at this point. Like, I almost feel like they could release it.
Yeah, but I don't even, remember how to play.
Oh, I do. But I feel like they could release it as, standalone, probably, even. It's probably going to be huge. But it will be about 2 years after the game came out.
Right?
It will be about 2 years after the game release that the expansion will be dropping. Yeah.
A new dungeon. And they did release a game this year, too. I mean, they're working, right? So.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely doing shit.
You still need to play that, by the way.
Yeah, no, I definitely do.
Amazing
I still have
game.
It.
It's
yeah,
so
I still
fun.
Have it from Gamefly.
It's so fun,
just
dude.
Wasting money on Gamefly right now. Any closing thoughts on Spider-Man 2?
If you have a PS5,
how would you rate this game? Right, sitting at open crit. I mean, because you're damn near at the end.
Yeah, I'm pretty close.
I feel like you could score it at this point. It's sitting at a 91 on open critics still in terms of the average.
Yeah, that's super accurate. Super accurate. I've had somewhere a couple around of bugs a 9 so out of 10. Far. Nothing game breaking. I mean, this is a 9.5.
Oh, okay. Fair.
Yeah, I put this at a 9.5. I have a hard time complaining about this game. When I talk about games at the end of the year, this is a game that I will remember incredibly fondly. And, not only for the gameplay and the storyline and the combat and the swinging around, everything else, not only for that, but for the experience that I get to, sit on the couch and play this game with my kids. It's very, very fun, and that's a very rewarding experience, in terms of family time together and relationship building for us. They love Spider-Man. They love superheroes. My youngest child is a massive Miles Morales fan. Miles Morales is his, it's all he wants to be and care about, and he's a huge Prowler fan as well, and both of those make appearances in this game, as I mentioned, and so he loves it, and my kids have been enjoying it so much, and so those games that I get to sit down and play in tandem with them is incredibly rewarding. And so I will remember this game very, very fondly. You'll remember, I think it was it 2 years ago? I had new Pokemon Snap in my top three games of the year for that reason.
You did.
Because it's just such a rewarding experience. And I still, and not to say that that game didn't deserve praise. I think that game was awesome,
Right,
but it was definitely bolstered by that camaraderie that I have with my children while playing it.
Of course. Of course. Okay, my last question for you, and this just spur of the moment, because now I feel like with everything, we're in November, right? Call of Duty reviews have dropped. The game freaking sucks, apparently. I feel like outside of Mario RPG, which I don't know would make a splash towards Game of the Year anyway.
Yeah, Bluey, the video game you're forgetting about, Bluey.
I have not forgotten. I am trying to forget about
Game of the Year.
Bluey,
I won't let you forget.
Game.
Listen, but I feel here's I'm buying it, and then I'm gonna make you play it when you're here.
Oh no.
It's co-op.
Oh no.
You can be Bingo.
Who the hell is that?
That's Bluey's little sister.
Oh, okay. Just exude my feminine energy.
Well, Bluey's a girl too.
Oh, well, so Bluey and Blue's Clues.
Uh-huh. Different.
Right.
Yeah.
But
not the same.
They're the same damn thing, dude.
No. I mean, they're both blue dogs. That's the end of the comparison.
Blue from Blue's Clues was also a girl too.
Blue was a girl. Yeah. Blue was a girl. Yeah. And okay. So yes, they are both. Was Blue a blue healer?
No, it was like a blue,
like a beagle,
Yeah. I guess.
So the family of dogs in Bluey they're blue healers. That's why her name is Bluey.
Okay, fair.
Yeah. And it's Australian, not American.
But Bluey is not going to make a splash towards Jeff Keighley's Goaties either, let's be honest.
I guess.
Now that the major games have came out.
9.95, IGN 10.
Not happening. All the major games are out now. We have six every year that get nominated for Game of the Year.
Yep.
Which six is it going to be?
Spider-Man will be included. This is the six. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's going to be. I gotta really put my ducks in a row here. It's going to be.
I have six in mind that I think it's going to be.
It's Tears of the Kingdom.
That's one of them.
Obviously, it's Baldur's Gate 3. It's Spider-Man 2.
Three of them.
Let me really think
that's,
about this.
That's definitely three of them.
Resident Evil 4.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is. And Dead Space Remake as well. I think both
that,
of those.
That I'm gonna say no for sure.
No, I think Dead Space Remake, absolutely.
No.
And hold on. I'm gonna give you another answer here. I need to think about this. Okay, it's not going to be both of those.
I'm sorry.
It's not going to be Dead Space.
It's
and
not
going to
be.
I think Dead Space might get it over Resident Evil 4, but one of those two will be nominated.
Okay.
Let me go to OpenCritic. I want to take a look.
Okay.
At what we've got.
You still haven't said the other three that I think it'll be.
You think Final Fantasy 16, but I'm not sold.
Marvel Spider-Man 2, Baldur's Gate 3, Tears of the Kingdom. Yes,
those are the obvious three.
Yes, those 100% for sure. Super Mario Bros. Wonder, I do think makes it.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think Wonder. And I that one wasn't on my head, but I think you're right.
Yeah, I think that would be four. The fifth, I do think, is Alan Wake 2. And I think that's the spooky game, not Dead Space, not Resident Evil. I think it's Alan Wake 2.
I think Alan Wake 2 has a serious shot at being nominated. People have been... I'm going to buy that, by the way. I do have...
It's Game Pass.
It's on Game Pass? No, it's not.
Oh, no. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Dude, Brian, stop. My heart. No, I'm going to buy Alan Wake 2. I have Alan Wake Remastered, which we got on like PS Plus a few months ago or something.
Justin has been playing Alan Wake 2 extensively, and it's like his game of the year right now. So I do think that makes it. That's five. Number six is Diablo 4 still.
You think so?
I don't think Final Fantasy 16 will make it at this point. I think there's been too many other strong things for Final Fantasy 16 to make it into GOTY, like for the main category. But
how do you feel about Street Fighter 6?
Street Fighter 6 won't make it into the main six.
Okay. I do think Resident Evil 4. I think between Resident Evil 4 and Dead Space, I think Resident Evil 4 does get nominated.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Resident Evil 4...
The only reason I'm asking you now is because we'll find out real soon. Keeley usually announces the nominees sometime in November.
Yeah. Also, it's important to remember that there's usually a nod to the indie scene.
Right. And if there is, it's Sea of Stars.
I think it's Dave the Diver.
Ooh. Okay. I still say Sea of Stars over Dave
the Diver. I like Sea of Stars better, but I think Dave the Diver is made a huge splash. No pun intended.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
I wish pun was intended. That was so smart.
Fair. Okay. Well,
or Hi-Fi Rush. Hi-Fi Rush was big this year.
It was. Yeah. But I think Sea of Stars and Dave the Diver were probably better overall.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Toss up between those two. I would lean Sea of Stars. But
yeah. I think I would lean Dave the Diver overall.
Just my kind of game.
But.
Yeah, fair. Okay.
Man,
we'll find out.
This is the best year of all time. I think it is.
It's been a crazy year. It's been a freaking insane year.
Are you going to get the Resident Evil 4 DLC?
No.
It's only like 10 bucks for like 5 hours, dude.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't want to.
I think I'm going to.
That, I think, will be the end of you here with us this week for Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, I got to go make some French toast. I got hungry kids.
Ooh, wait. Are you making French toast for dinner?
You betcha,
breakfast
boy.
For dinner tonight? Nice.
Yeah, most Sundays.
Oh, do you always make French toast?
No, usually pancakes.
Or do you mix it up with like pancakes, waffles? Okay.
Yeah, and then I make eggs, bacon, sausage.
You know, maybe like some cinnamon toast every now and then, or maybe some cinnamon rolls.
Delicious.
Hell yeah. All right, we will go to our final block of music. Kyle, it was a pleasure. It was, I'm glad you were able to talk so much about the game since I haven't, you know, touched it yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't touched it yet.
I can talk about anything.
So, yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad you were able to.
But at least
obviously,
it's something that I enjoyed.
Yeah. I talked more about the soundtrack at the start of the show before you came in. Obviously, this was all about the game, like these episodes tend to go.
Sure.
Next month, you will be back with me. And actually, I think that's going to be a fun one because as we mentioned, I will be out in Vegas in December. And I think the episode that you and I are set to do together next month, we're going to do live. Well, not live, but you and I are going to record it together while I'm out there. So that'll be fun. Actually, I think we're going to maybe even do two because you wanted to do a bonus episode on something. So yeah, I think we might even do two while I'm out there. So.
Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. I do think that'll be fun to finally sit in your closet studio.
The illustrious studio.
Yeah. Yeah. The closet studio. But I appreciate you stopping by, chatting about Spider-Man 2. I will see you next time, sir.
Hey, thanks, partner. Love you.
All right. I love you too, I guess. Just kidding.
You guess.
Let's take a listen. We're going to close out. We're going to begin our final block with At Last from Marvel's Spider-Man 2. Next up, let's take a listen to Midtown Madness from Marvel's Spider-Man 2. And closing out this block and closing out the show until we take it out, let's take a listen to Healing the World from Marvel's Spider-Man 2. that, I think, is unfortunately going to bring us to the close of the show for this week. I hope you guys enjoyed this spotlight on Marvel Spider-Man 2. Bedroth will be back next week with me for another regularly themed episode that I think you guys are going to particularly enjoy, especially if you've liked some of our, you know, somewhat recent episodes. I'm not going to tell you which ones, but yeah, next week should be a fun show as well. We do want to thank you for sticking with us and listening to another episode of BG Mania, made possible, of course, by RPGera.com. If you like video game music, and more importantly, you like us and you want to help us grow this show, check the description box for ways you can do just that, including a link to join our Discord community. Click it, join it, and interact with us. Taking us out of this episode, we're going to be taking a listen to Swing from Marvel Spider-Man 2. Again, this released on October 20th of 2023, and this particular track was composed by a group by the name, and performed as well, Earth Gang. Their name is Earth Gang. Everything else you heard today on the show, of course, was composed by John Paisano. We'll shout him out one more time. But this particular track we're closing out with is done by Earth Gang. Keep the music playing and keep it loud.
Every day, yeah, I'll never need to call. I can feel it right away. Slim chance to beat the odds.